Good day. This is the Foreign Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 91 for Wednesday, October 7th. I'm Dave Sims. As Canada canola contracts were slightly lower Wednesday morning on volatile trading as prices took strength from U.S. soybeans while feeling pressure from the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $2 lower to a buck higher, with the November contract down $2.40, coming in at $474.70 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy oil was weaker, which weighed on canola. Traders were reluctant to push values too far one way or the other ahead of the release of the USDA supply and demand report, which is due out on Friday. Farmers in Canada continue to unload canola at a brisk pace, which was slightly bearish for the market. However, commercial buying of canola is starting to heat up, which helped to support the market. Wet, windy weather has delayed what's left of the harvest. European rapeseed futures were stronger on the day, which both helped to underpin the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent stronger, with the most active November contract coming in at $8.89 a bushel. Most analysts expect Friday's USDA report to say this year's soybean harvest will be smaller than previous years. Domestic stockpiles of the oil seed are also expected to be smaller. South American new crop sales of soybeans have been rolling out at a fast pace, resulting in the possibility for increased U.S. exports. Corn was 2 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.95 per bushel. The December corn contract briefly approached the $4 a bushel mark this morning before it ran into heavy resistance and retreated. Some traders took profits at the highs. Monsanto says it expects demand for corn to actually outpace the gains being made in corn yields. U.S. wheat was 6 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $5.20 a bushel. The U.S. dollar continues to make it tough for U.S. exporters to find customers. Some profit-taking was also to blame for this morning's dip. Weather concerns in Australia, Russia, and Ukraine are threatening the crops over there, which was bullish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, October 7th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.